Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Jenny. Hello, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello.
And Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
And Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
We are missing Miss Lindsay, but she traveled for the holiday to visit her and Charlie's family. Yeah. So she was not able to make it this evening, but I'll get her list of top reads and I'll share them over to the website for everybody. So you can know what Lindsay actually did enjoy this year.
Sorry, check that out.
Right?
Lindsay's is a little chaotic this year.
Well, I mean...
But hey, well, you have to read what works.
You do. You have to read what works. Mm-hmm. So for this episode of Buzzing About Romance, we are going to just check in on 2025 so that we can freaking check out. Because it has been a year of dumpster fires.
Oh, I got a dumpster fire on my shirt. See?
Look at that. That's a nice dumpster fire. Wow. How very festive.
Yeah, it says merry and bright.
Nice.
My friend Lauren was telling me her team where she works, she bought them like little dumpster fire magnets.
Yeah. I've seen like, the pen toppers. Today I saw your emotional support dumpster fire that comes with like little flames that you can pull in and out of your dumpster.
Wow. Oh, fun.
Right? So this
I wonder if Michael could 3D print me something like that.
Probably could.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to look.
This episode is about celebrating the wins, not ranking like we're handing out Olympic medals. This is my goal. Because it's really interesting. We talked a little bit in our group chat, like we're coming in with game day decisions and I struggled thinking on what I've read this year. What was a standout, you know?
Yeah.
Some years are hard. Like, since we've started doing this, there are years where I'm like, you know, when Lee and I first started doing it, we would do it a book that released each month.
Like, we would pick our best read for the month.
For each month.
I could not do that this year.
There's no way. There's just no way.
I will say, like, as I was, like, scrolling back through all of my reads, I had more, like, really good reads than I thought I did, but it still was not a huge list.
Yeah. So like Heather said, I've got 15. I'm going to have to make some cuts. And I'm like, I struggled to come up with 3.
Honorable mention.
Honorable mentions. What about you, Amanda? Was it easy to come up with your list?
Yeah, but I do a wrap up every month on my Instagram. So I have.
She does. She's so much.
I have my list ready. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and when we were talking last week or at Festivus or whatever, you said, you know, you mentioned that you do our happily anticipating list over on our Substack each week about the coming releases. So you really even have a better idea of what's coming up and what you're keeping your eyes on and what looks really good.
Yeah. So I just spent like part of the other day going through that list to get ready for next year. So if we've got a good list going for next year already.
Excellent.
Glad one of us is organized.
One of us.
I mean, seriously.
It's really interesting because if I think of 2025 compared to, say, even 2024, social media-wise, I don't see the, like, happy release day release posts on socials as often anymore. I'm not as engaged in socials as I should be. I'm just not.
They're still there. I think it's just the fact that we're not as engaged as we.
And I think the algorithm is screwing things up. So, like, because I just saw, like, next year, Piper Rain, what is the nest will now be baseball guys. Like, they did a group of football guys where the hockey series that they just did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So they went football, hockey, and now they're going baseball.
Now there's baseball guys living like in an apartment complex together.
Oh, they did football too. I missed that.
Yeah, football was first.
Yeah.
Oh. Right.
And then they spun into the hockey.
Hockey.
Because They did hockey and then they did no, they did football first. They didn't do
Right.
hockey at all.
Football, then hockey.
Because they came off the greens with football.
Well, but the hockey was their Florida hockey series they
I
had.
was just gonna say
Yeah,
they
that
had a
was
Florida
different.
hockey.
Yeah. But the football, it tied into the greens because one of the greens played football for the team that
Yeah, I just noticed today, or I think I got their newsletter. So what it said to me was, sign up for newsletters. If you want to know who's releasing what, just sign up for newsletters. Sign up for Happily Ever After Anticipated with Amanda so that you can
I
see.
try.
Because
It's still very easy to miss them. There are so many these days.
there are a lot, so
I'm gonna
many
need to
books
make sure,
coming
Amanda, I'm on that list.
It's our Substack, Heather.
Oh, then I am.
It's our Substack.
I'm like, you probably
Guys, look, I
are.
think you are.
It releases every Friday. Amanda does it such a great job with it. I'm so grateful that she does that. So,
I don't know who does it, so whatever. But the book boyfriend calendar, I sort of like that too. Like, you can scroll through and see like the covers and
oh, yeah.
has like the list. I just, like, it's
It's
kind
a
of a quick guide.
yeah, it's a quick guide, especially if you're looking for something in particular. It's really, they do a great job. So we talked to this about this a little bit at Festivus, but first topic of the evening is, how was your year of reading overall? Do you have a word that describes your year of reading?
Chaotic.
Yeah.
Net galley.
I mean, that's not a lie.
It is the truth.
It is a very harsh truth.
Honestly, there were days where like, don't click on that. Just don't. Because then we would fall down the rabbit hole and end up with seven more books.
Almost weekly.
And
Weekly.
yeah, and it's all Amanda's fault too. She
Yeah.
usually would start it.
Well, it no, it's not Amanda's fault. We get the pitches and then we're
That's true.
like,
It is
hey,
the
does this
pitch's
interest
fault.
you? And she'd go over and look at it and she'd be like, click now.
Well, but then she
Yeah.
would like
And then I
veer
would
and
find a million other
but then she
things.
would find the other ones. Yeah, so it's the publisher's fault.
It's all the publisher's fault. Reading
Actually,
year
that's your fault.
wise, Jenny, what would you say your reading year was?
Like with one word or
What, how many ever words you feel the need to say?
Because I got a job and I have to be an adult now and it's
The
hard.
worst.
Jobs are stupid. Although
It's so dumb.
you're a
But you're a
librarian now, don't you
librarian.
just read all
There's literally a rule against it.
Wait,
Is so crazy.
there's a
Really?
rule in the library that
That you're not
librarians
allowed to
cannot be
read?
reading. That's
Yeah,
so
I can
funny.
only read stuff that is like if I'm do like I do graphic novel club, so I can read the graphic novel that we're going to talk about. Or
Oh.
I could read a book that I'm going to read for story time, but I cannot read my
On your
book.
own.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So
Rules
which
are
one of us is going
dumb.
to message that girl that's over on Threads that said she loves to read and knows that she'd be a great librarian, so she's getting a job at the library? Which one of us is going to tell her the reality?
No, she needs to find that out on
Like
her own with all that
Yeah.
rejection.
That's a F around and find out kind of thing, you know?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Sue
That's not,
Rice.
you're a dumbass.
Sue R says over on YouTube, I read on my lunch hour away from the desk.
Yeah, we all have like our Kindles. Like that's hilarious because like the break room is like four people just sitting there like
Reading.
the only time you can read is when you're on lunch.
Yes.
Leo, what was so Amanda's word was net galley. Leo, what is your
Mine was chaotic.
just chaotic?
Oh, it was all over the place. And honestly, the crazier, the better this year. Like, I read some bonkers things. I went down some rabbit holes. There was a lot. Like, I read a cheating book today just because it just like, why not? It's apparently my reading is a dumpster fire as well.
I mean, it fits.
It does fit.
Heather, what would you how would you describe your reading year?
I would say up and down. I think end of January, February, it was a wash. Like my kid was in the hospital. I don't even remember life from about February to April. And so, and then the other one was graduate. Like, it was just, I don't even know what happened. It was a lot this year. I managed to read like 200 books. I don't remember a good chunk of them, but whatever.
That's fair.
I read.
Yeah. And I talked about it, I think, on Wednesday. My reading year was just meh. But part of that is not just the world around us. It's just been a year for me. I was really busy with work. I was really dialed into a lot of work projects and a lot of things. And, you know, when you spend all day reading and develop helping authors develop stories and editing, to sit down and read something else, it feels like extra work.
Yeah, but life was not good to you 2025 either.
No. Since August, really July 22nd of 2024, my life has been nothing but chaos. But it's okay. I'm ready to shake that, and I'm going to be like opening all the windows and the doors on New Year's Eve at midnight.
Sage. Bang a pot or two.
11:59, I'm opening everything, and we're getting everything out of this house, and it will be a good year in 2026.
26 has to be a better year. I mean, like, it just literally has to be.
Well, I mean, I don't have a lot of hope.
I don't either. I'm like, yeah.
I mean, I can't say it on airwaves, but just know that people dying, one in particular, would make it a better
year. Mm-hmm. The world is a dumpster fire, and that's all we really need to say.
That's all we really need to say.
100%.
Send it out into the universe every night.
Absolutely.
Is this Stacy? She said that most of her five stars were backlist.
Yeah, that's Stacy. Yeah, yeah, backlist. Mm-hmm. So did you meet your reading goal? Heather, did you meet it with only your 200 books?
Yep. I backed off and did 200 this year.
Okay.
And I think, like, everyone was talking about, like, how Amanda does her monthly wrap up. I wish I was that organized. I think my Google form helps me, which is nerdy alert, but I can sort from the spreadsheet. And so I kind of.
That helps. Mm-hmm. Leah, did you meet your reading goal?
I mean, I did. I didn't set it super high, but what it said that I read, I didn't actually read. But a part of that is, like, I download, like, workbooks, like books for work. And so, like, there's a whole chunk of books that, like, I, like, borrowed, but I didn't read fully. And then I also read a bunch of books. So, I mean, those count, but they don't count at the same time.
Yeah.
Or, like, I would find a TikTok quote and, like, pull it up and, like, read, like, a third of the book, because the quote was in the last third and I never go back and read the beginning. I just wanted to see how it ended. So my reading goal, I did meet it, but my numbers were also very skewed because I'm apparently a chaotic puppy.
Yeah. Amanda, did you meet your reading goal?
Yeah, I set it pretty low. I just set it at 100 this year. So yeah.
You probably did that in Just Net Cali.
Yes, I think I did.
Oh my gosh. Jenny, did you meet your reading goal?
I try not to set a goal because then I feel like I need to meet it, but I always put my Goodreads at 100 and I have 80 apparently. And I have 17 books behind schedule, it says.
Okay. I set mine at 50 this year on NetGalley or on Goodreads. Just
NetGalley.
On NetGalley.
Freudian slip there.
I believe I was close to 100. At one point, I think I had like 17 for the month of September to read
that
off NetGalley.
Stress me out. I couldn't even imagine.
I can't even blame anyone. It's my own fault. Because I have Read Now with Forever Entangled.
Yeah, that Read Now, it gets me every time.
Harlequin, like HQN, Canary Street, Karina Press, all of those, I have Read Now with them. And so it's like, oh, well, I'll Read Now.
And a lot of the books that they send us, like, it's already, it's pre-approved, like, so we don't have to request it. So it just, it's a slippery slope that we all
it
go
is
down.
A slippery slope. But I did meet it. I went to 321. But yeah, I mean, I had some good books. I don't think I read anything incredibly terrible. Of course, I had some disappointing reads. I think we all always have disappointing reads. I don't think I read anything that was like, oh my God, that was like a trash heap. Why, how did that get published? There's some that didn't work for me.
I'm pretty sure you said that
we
about
definitely
a couple.
Had a couple of those. And then we talked about them on the show.
I was gonna say, I think those were mostly sip and discuss books.
They really were. But yes, there were a couple.
True. This is true.
One that Lindsay keeps bringing back up.
That was this year, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, worst book of the year.
You're already like blocking it out.
I thought that
it's a black moment, but no, that was this year.
Ugh. Did anyone? I assigned you all to come with two new favorite authors.
What's that? Oh, I see it now.
It's like right at the top.
Holy crap, Leah!
I totally just skipped that.
Amanda, did you find any new favorite authors in 2025?
I did. Harley LaRue was new to me this year. I read House of Rain. It's like gothic, sapphic. It was fantastic. Definitely one of the best books I've read this year. So I highly recommend that. So she was new to me. I need to dive back into her backlist. And then N.E. Davenport with Our Vicious Oaths, which was the romantasy one I talked about. It's so good. She has a couple of vampire books that I definitely want to check out, but they were both new to me.
Okay. Heather, did you find any new to you authors in 2025?
Yes. Deborah Garland. I went down a deep dive and I'm basically like a stage side clinger now. And then I actually read, who do I pick? Tara Crescent, she also had a Mafia series that I thoroughly enjoyed. And I really like her writing. So those, and they're both dark.
Yeah.
Romance. So.
That's okay. That works. Mm-hmm. Leah, do you need a moment? Should I skip to Jenny?
Well, yeah, skip to Jenny. It's hard for me.
Okay. Jenny, did you find two favorite new authors?
Yeah. I actually read Rachel Reed for the first time in January, and now I've read almost everything she's written and become a little obsessed.
Shocking.
Just a little. And then I would say Elizabeth Stevens. She's definitely somebody I'm going to keep reading her books and watching where she goes.
Yeah. Okay, Leah, did you?
Well, see, here's the problem. I can't pick two.
You also just can't answer a question.
She really cannot. Can't. Have you noticed this trend?
So I did
just go like this.
We did 44 author spotlights this year.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And probably 35 of those, probably 30 of those were new to me authors, like authors I had not read before. And so it's really hard for me to pick because like I read that Naima Simone, Huntsman, amazing. Ariel Sullivan was like a great book and a great like interview. Like Melissa Marr, I love the book and talking to her was fantastic. So it's harder for me because like I read so many new authors because of those and I love talking to them. So it's like that mixed bag of I would definitely read them again. And also like they were wonderful interviews.
Yeah. I can't believe you did 44 author interviews this year.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. Nice.
Well, because I was... partly because I don't write things down, so I don't know what I read. So I was going back through the author spotlights.
I'm not going to lie. I went through my book reviews on the website to remember what books I liked and which books I didn't. So,
oh, yeah. But yeah, so I don't really have two that were like standouts for me because I had a bunch. But yeah. Like it was the spotlights that really like cemented a lot of that for me.
So for me, I read that Nisha J. Tooley, Not Suitable for Work. And it was her first contemporary. She is a rote fantasy author. YA fantasy, I think, is what she typically writes.
I think so, yeah.
And this was her first adult contemporary. It was not perfect. There was like annoying, like she talked about his eyes like all the time. And I'm like, lady, there are other things on a man than his eye. It's like the fedora, That said, I really liked that book, and I read that this summer, and I'm still thinking about that book all these months later. Yeah. I liked her writing style. I like how she built things up. And then we read C.R. Jane for our November book club, and I had never read her before. I've gone back now. I've read two of her, The Wrong Pucking Number, and another. I started the first book in the quarterback series or the football series. I really like her writing, and I am super excited for what she's got coming out in 2026. So,
She's also a such a nice human. And
yes.
for me, that goes a long way.
Yeah.
Like, I she was so kind.
Does anybody have a bookish resolution for 2026?
I'm going to try and keep track this year.
Oh, you lie. Shut up.
Ooh. I say that every year.
You say it every year. You're like,
Well, honestly, this year was worse than most.
you lie. We don't believe you. Amanda, do you have a bookish resolution?
I think I said this last week. I'm gonna try to not let something being popular stop me from reading things. We'll
Okay.
see.
Are you taking
Oh, we're
medication
gonna
for
force
oppositional
you.
defiance disorder now?
No, I mean, well, I don't know. I'm starting HRT tomorrow, so we'll see if that does anything for that. But yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see.
Heather, do you have a resolution for 2026?
Yeah, I really in 2025 wanted to get out into the Twin Cities like book community and do more bookish events, and just because of my life, like it kind of got in the way of that. So I really want to do that because we have a thriving book community, and I really want to be a part of that. Like I feel like if more people do it, then they're going to have more events. So I just kind of being around readers, and it's kind of fun.
Jenny, do you have a resolution for 2026?
Oh no. Probably try to read at least one book a month. That's for me.
For you.
Mm.
Yeah. Mine is to rediscover my joy of reading.
Go back to category. Does it for me every time.
It pulls that it does. You and I sit here and we gasp
Every
over
time.
category.
Anytime, like I'm feeling the funk, I go back to category and it just reinforces like why I love to read.
Yesterday I picked up a Brenda Jackson and I was just like,
Oh.
okay,
It
can I get
makes
a
it's
sheep
like
farmer somewhere? You know, like
it just makes you feel good.
just every time.
Every time.
So yeah, I just need to go back. It kind of like you, Jenny, I need to read at least once or twice a month a book that's just for me. Not because I'm trying to figure out why is this book selling or why is this book popular or that we need to do a review on it or we have something coming up. I just need to, you know, spin the wheel. I'm gonna read this kind of thing. And that's my 2026 resolution. Do you plan to set a reading goal for next year?
No, I mean, if I do, it'll be low just because it needs a number.
Yeah, I'm not setting one. I'm done. I don't want a challenge anymore. I want that feeling in 2018, 2017 of picking up a book, reading it, enjoying it, and not caring. I want,
Fair.
you know, like we have a couple weeks off,
You
and
do.
I've got some work to do, but outside of the little bit of work that I have to do, I'm gonna go back and read historicals. You
You
know,
should read that Eloisa James. It's really good.
I did read
Hardly a
that one.
Gentleman.
I
Did
did
you
read
read
that
that
one.
one?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember if you did.
I did read that one.
It
But
was good.
Amanda said something on Wednesday when you talked about Jane Ann Krantz
Oh, yeah.
and just picking it up and diving in and just that feeling of this is why I love this genre.
Yeah.
I want that. Like I'm really jealous of you right now for having that moment because I can't remember the last time I had that moment.
Yeah. No, that's
So,
fair. You've had a lot going on, so
so
but yeah,
my
making a priority will probably help.
yeah, so I just want to read some of the stuff that I know brings me joy, and I just want to go back to the, I mean, think about that, and we've got book topics coming up later in the year that will hit on some of this. But think about Jenny for you, like the first time you read Nerd, you know, and you had that moment and you were like, What? Okay, I'm in. Like,
Yep.
just.
Now it's like $2,000 later worth of books, but
Right.
and a tattoo.
I just want though that moment back. You
Yeah,
know?
and I think you probably too, like even I think you were saying too, you want to go back and reread, which you
Yeah.
typically don't do because you just don't have time, and that will probably help too.
Yeah, I haven't reread a book probably since 2020, since I went
Yeah.
working full
Oh.
time into the book world. Unless it's a reread for an episode.
Right.
Yeah.
So I
Yeah, I
need to
mean,
do that.
I reread Alona Andrews like all the time just because I need that like hit of dopamine like
Yeah.
constantly
Yeah. And I
to
think that's what I'm
listen.
missing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm missing. Okay, so this will shock nobody. The most popular and best-selling romance of 2025, Great Big Beautiful Life by Emily Henry, which I don't even classify as
That's not a
romance.
romance. It's women's fic.
Well, apparently it's what all of our Spotify listeners are reading.
Oh, that
That
is true.
Oh, I need to say, the only reason I brought up Spotify, you guys, the messages this week after Wednesday's episode when we talked about the Spotify Wrap. I know that there are t we so our RSS feed is a public feed. It goes into every podcast app, meaning you can listen on Apple, you can listen on YouTube, you can listen on Podbean,
Anything.
Castbox, like
If
anything.
you can listen to a
Yeah,
podcast on
anywhere.
it, ours
Anywhere.
is there. Ours is there. Pandora, Amazon, everybody has our podcast. The only reason I brought up the Spotify is they're the only ones who sent me a wrap.
Yeah.
I haven't tried to dig into Apple, so I try not to touch anything that's behind the
My
scenes that
God.
has anything
Yeah.
to do with our RSS feed and the show, because if I break something, Mike
Oh
has to
yeah.
fix it. And I basically, I'm going to call one of you and make you tell Mike that I broke something
That's
because he won't
fair.
yell at you like he's going to yell at me.
I'm sure he won't. Well,
So
he might yell at me, but
he will yell at Leah. He probably would yell at
nobody
Jenny too.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll just take Amanda as, you know,
She can
tribute.
volunteer as tribute.
As tribute. So I know that we have a good amount of listeners on Apple. I mean, we always do very well over on Apple. If you're listening on Apple, please feel free to leave us a rating and a review because we haven't had a review in like 3 years over there. So give us a review. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. You can be mean. We don't care.
We really
We
don't.
don't. So I know that we have listeners everywhere. Just nobody else gave us any
A
data.
raft.
Nobody gave
Yep.
me a wrap. And if I go looking, I could break something. So I do not know. But yeah, because so our Spotify wrap said that the most popular listened to book by our Spotify listeners was Big Beautiful Life by Emily Henry.
It was.
So,
We had a good laugh about that.
you know. And then this second runner up to Emily Henry was Onyx Storm by Rebecca Yarros.
That's no surprise.
No.
So I think that one's pretty obvious, don't you? I mean,
Yeah.
okay. So I suck. We're just gonna
What?
start this next segment with Becky Sucks. So I
Oh.
had put out on our website, nominate your top read of 2025. We've always done this. We've done this since we started in 2020. We usually have a community vote and then we announce, you know, who the majority of the community read and voted for. I did the first half. First half done. Second half, oh, I remembered that I hadn't done the second half, I think on Wednesday. When I got the Spotify wrap, maybe.
I
I
think
think
you did
so.
remember
Yeah, I
on
think so.
Wednesday or something. You were like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I did not do this. So I do want to shout out the books that our community nominated and loved. So that, you know, and then they will be listed on our website so that you can go and check them out so you can add books to your TBR. So first up was Bourbon and Proof. I think this is the third book by Victoria Wilder in the Bourbon Boys series.
Thought that was the first one.
No, I don't think it's the first one.
I'm gonna look it up.
I don't know.
It's one of
Oh,
them.
Bourbon and Lies might have been the first one. Yeah, you're right. It is book three.
Okay. Willing Prey. I'm not sure who that was by.
Allie Oleander.
Okay. Face Off. I think that's, is that
Chelsea
Chelsea
Quarto.
Oh, yeah.
In the Light, a Fate. Into the Light, a Fate. There was no author on that one.
I don't know that one.
There, Jacinda and Jack had an Into the Light this
Oh,
year.
I think you've got two next to each
Together.
other. I think a fate goes with a fate forged in fire
Oh,
by Hazel
yes, it is a
McBride.
fate forged in fire
Yeah,
because that's
that's
the
Hazel
who is the
McBride.
yes.
A Fate Forged in Fire. So Into the Light could be the Jacinda Wilder
Yeah.
book.
Okay.
A Fate Forged in Fire, The Kiss Lottery, which was I read it. Ilse Madden Mills. It was very cute.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
Was very
yes.
cute. Lights Out by Nevessa Allen, Bone King and the Starling by Elizabeth Stevens, Shield a Sparrow by Devney Perry. Sorry, I don't mean to giggle. All This Time by Harlow James, Speak Stutter by Ruby M. Darling, and Stray by DJ Kimmer. And DJ Kimmer is on my radar. Jenna has been reading her and recommending her for years. She writes really dark, I believe. So I need to check her out.
Same.
So those are the books the community read and that they loved in 2025. So now the portion of the episode people are really here to hear about and are for, we will give you our top three books of the year. We'll go around. We'll start with what is three, then we'll go to two, and then our very top read of the year. Everybody's like, panic.
I
We're
have my
getting
number
time
one, but I
decisions.
don't know
Yeah,
anything
same.
else.
Oh my
We can
goodness.
do this, people.
Yeah, you
We'll
told
be
us not
fine.
to rank them.
Okay, well, now I lied. 3, 2, 1. You can
Ooh.
say mine are not ranked. You can just say mine are not ranked. They're all tied for one. We'll start with you, Jenny.
So mine are not ranked, and I would say a biology by Penny Reed. It is a trilogy, but it reminded me why I like her writing, and she hasn't written for so long. She also said this was like a book she wrote for herself. She didn't expect anybody to read it, but she kind of
Well,
underestimates herself quite often.
all the time. But I will say that trilogy is three novellas. It's not like three big books. Like
Yeah,
her trilogies,
it's, I
they're
mean,
all
they're a little
novellas.
longer than a novella, probably. Like, they're,
They're like
because it's
200
Penny.
pages max, I think.
So, but that makes it 600 pages total.
Well, overall, yeah.
That's one Lucy Score book.
It is, yeah.
That's true.
So the Elements of Biology, that is that the first new that you've had from Penny in probably what, a year?
Probably 2 years.
Okay.
Well, no, Isaac's book came out.
That was the last one, and that was like
That was the beginning of. Wasn't it
we
the
were
beginning
supposed
of
to get the
25?
it doesn't matter. Leo, what's your next book?
Me?
Yeah.
Jeez.
What's your book number three?
I'm gonna go Broken Bones and Souls by LJ
Damn
Andrews.
it.
I'm sorry. Like it just it was my honestly that was my first romanticy because the publisher reached out. Amanda has talked about her forever. I was like I loved it. I
This is
loved the
your fault,
mythology.
Amanda.
It is
It's
your fault.
amazing.
So think I'm just taking it from you like right out
That's
from underneath you.
fine.
But the like the lore and the well and when we talked to her it was the fact that like there's so much research that goes into it and the characters are so interesting and strong and there's twists that you're not like you expect there to be twists but the type of twists that she has are unexpected and I hate a cliffy but this was a really great Cliffy. Like, so good. I haven't read the next one yet. It's on my Kindle, but I'm very excited for it.
Heather, what's one of your books of the year? In your top three.
Okay, this is not in any order. So I'm gonna go Savage Promises. It is
That was
by
a good one.
Deborah Garland. It's an arranged marriage, which I am a total sucker for. It's also brothers, best friends, sort of like rival families, an age gap. And then it kind of turns into a forced marriage because he's actually betrothed to her sister. And the sister's like young and he does some finagling, but he's really in love with her. And it's just really great. And there's some, their chemistry is amazing. She's like a badass, like she's a career, like she has a bar and she opens a nightclub and she's super successful. And he fully supports her. And he's like this. The mob boss, this family is amazing. And I just really love Deborah Garland's writing. It's messy, but yeah, it's so good. I loved it.
Okay. Amanda, what's one of your top threes?
I'm gonna go with Leave You Hanging by Lainey Hatcher. That's her
That
most
was a good
recent
one.
release in the Kirby Falls series. I mean, I love this entire series, but I can honestly say this has been my favorite. It's about Bonnie and Jack. Bonnie's gone through a divorce. It's really good anxiety rep. Like Jack is just like everything that she needs. There's like deep feelings. I don't know. I was very deep in my feels with this one, so I love it.
It was really good.
Not Safe for Work by Nisha J. Tooley. This is, like I said, first book I had read by her. I really am excited for her contemporaries. I'm not really a romantic reader, so or fantasy reader, so I don't know that I will dabble in the others. But I really like her writing style, and I hope that there's more contemporaries coming from her. And it's coworkers on vacation. They're kind of rivals. It's
I
just,
like that one.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay, Jenny, what do you got next?
Dip Out by Eve Holmes. This was actually a recommendation from Heather. It's book two in the Northern Roots Atlantic. Arthur is a nature photographer and he's on the spectrum. And then Trevor is a wildlife veterinarian and Arthur brings in like a hurt bird. It was just, I thought it was really good rep of how people on the spectrum behave differently socially. And that's, I mean, no two people are the same. It did a really great job of showing how they can have a romantic relationship.
Okay, Leah, what you got next?
I'm gonna go The Vow by Rebecca Sharpe. This was book five in the Vigilante series. This was Robin and Damon's book. Robin, they're both kind of enigmas in the sense where Robin has a revenge plot going out to do things, and Damon is he was FBI, and then you think he's a bad guy, but you're not sure if he's a bad guy. And actually, by the end of the book, you aren't really sure if he's still a bad guy or a good guy, but that's okay. But there's a lot of secrets that they both are holding, and like the relationship between the two of them, and like the pining, and like it has been years since they've been together. They've like kind of interacted abstractly, but they both have this goal of reaching the same like ending, but not in the same ways. And I really like the way that Rebecca Sharpe creates her characters, and they're very gray in a lot of ways.
Heather, what's your next one you got?
Oh, okay. I am gonna go Poppy Kisses by Marie Johnston.
Oh, that's a good
So,
one.
this is the third book in I think it's the Duke family, but it's in Crocus Valley. Poppy is back in Crocus Valley. And I just really, she's one of the few heroines this year that I have completely just related to. She's very hard on herself. She doesn't see herself the way like everyone else does. She is like creating a thriving business. And she's like created a soccer program, and she is helping Jensen's little boy because he's dyslexic, and the little boy is being successful, and Jensen like falls in love with her, but she just feels inadequate, kind of like previous, because her and Jensen's like previous relationships or friendship. It was so good, and I think Marie just did a really great job with this book.
Awesome.
Loved it.
It's Return to Coalhaven. That's the series.
Okay, Amanda, what's your next book?
My next one is going to be Warrior Princess Assassin by Bridget
Ooh,
Kimmerer.
that's a good one.
I did not know going in this was like, it's like MFM, but it all circles around. They're all getting together. I had no idea, and I was like, oh wait, like I don't know about this, but it's Bridget Kimmerer's like adult debut. She typically writes young adult fantasy. I could not put this book down. Like
It is really
it
good.
is like high stakes, it is political intrigue. There's m magic systems. Like Jory is the princess of one kingdom, and her kingdom is dying. Her father is losing his magic, so they betroth her to Maddox, who is the king of another kingdom that has fire magic, and they're like immediately attracted to each other. But Jory also has this friend Asher, who she's been in love with for forever, and he is the assassin.
His
He's
story is
got
kind
some,
of heartbreaking too.
yes, his story is deeply heartbreaking. He's been through it, but they all end up together, like in forced proximity, running away from things. It ends on a cliffhanger. They don't really even get together too much until the very end. Like it is super slow burn, but like I am desperate for book two. Like I
Yeah.
just like this was my first time reading her. She was like, it was like my favorite read of the summer. Highly recommend.
Awesome.
It was really good.
When does book two come out?
We don't know
We
yet.
don't know yet.
Okay.
Didn't she just
She
finish
j
it?
yeah, I think it's in like final edits or something. Or maybe she just finished the final edits. So I will be
Yeah.
stalking her page
It
for
is
that. So
sometime this year. We
this
know that
year.
much.
Probably later, end of the year, I think.
Probably. Okay, so my next one would be Sweet Thing by Kate Meter.
Oh, that one's really good
This
too.
is her next gen in Chicago, her Chicago Rebel series. I love this series. I really like Kate Meter. I think she is a under talked about hockey romance author.
1,000%.
Her books have always stood up. They always do really well. She knows hockey. This was Dad's teammate, Dad's best friend, baby on the doorstep romance. And I think what I liked about it the most is the heroine was 22, 23, and didn't really know what she wanted to do or who she wanted to be as an adult. She was still trying to do a lot of self-discovery. And he didn't try to be like, well, this is what you should do. This is who you need to be. And her parents weren't like, well, you need to go finish college and you need to do this. And you like, there was just acceptance that you can be 22 and 23 and not know your life trajectory. You know, because that's something with my kids that Mike and I have been very careful with them. You can do whatever you want to do. You know, here are the guidelines kind of thing. But if you don't know exactly what you want to do at 22, the world is not going to end. Very few people are doing right
Well,
now
yeah,
what
it's
they
not gonna go as planned either.
right?
Like, who has?
Honestly, like I am 42 and still don't know what I want to do.
I mean, there's five of us on this right now. There is one of us that is in the same career they thought they were going to do when they were 22. There's one of us, and that's Heather.
Oh, I knew what I was going to do when I was in first
Exactly.
grade.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, but you're still working in
Right.
that, but you haven't left it either. You are still
Yeah.
in that career. So That's rare. True. That is rare. So
100%.
I like that Kate did that, because sometimes we read these romances and these heroes and heroines are like 25, 26, and they act like they know exactly what their life trajectory is going to be. They know exactly where they're going. That is not freaking reality. And it was just nice to see somebody else recognize that life isn't always plannable. Okay, Jenny, final one. Top read, or whatever you, because yours are not ranked.
Yes, because mine's Casual Felonies by Kelly Fox. It's the first in her second gen called Wildlings. And I really enjoyed this, but I think if you have not read her, the like first gen, it's not going to hit the same.
Apparently, Leah didn't want to give us her last read. She just peaced out.
She just dipped.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's just a nice, like, creamy mac and cheese. I mean, there's some gum fighting and disposing of bodies and some blowing up of things, but it's a good creamy mac and cheese.
There we go. Okay, thanks. Well, if Leah comes back, we'll go back to her. Heather, what was your one of your top reads? Last one.
My very top read for the year. This is an order. This is number one. I read it in March. It is The Shots You Take by Rachel Reed. And it is literally, I think in my review, I said 5 stars is not adequate. It deserves 50. So it's a hockey. One retired, one quit. They were like kind of friends with benefits. One got married. And then that kind of just destroyed Riley. So Riley moved home to Nova Scotia, which, by the way Rachel describes Nova Scotia, it feels like the town in Nova Scotia is like a third character in the book. And it's so beautiful. Riley is like, his dad passed away very suddenly, and there's grief, and Riley has built this beautiful life, and Adam comes back into his life and just kind of is a little bit lost, and they kind of find their way back to each other. Adam's ex-wife is an amazing support, and it's such a great book. I loved it.
We'll go back to you, Leah. Leah, what was your very top read?
My top read for the year was Huntsman by Naima Simone. This was a Cinderella retelling, but it is
Snow White.
Cinderella is the next one, which I'm very excited about. But it was just, it's very female led. Like the female character is extremely strong. She is out for revenge. Like the huntsman is very guarded, but the way in which she tells this story, it just is. It's dark. It is angsty. It is everything you want in a chaotic and mafia-based retelling. And she had never written a book like this before. And she was like, I'm just going to do what I want. And she did. And it worked really, really well. Like, there are quite a few trigger warnings. So, I mean, definitely check those before you read it. But it was honestly one of the best books, like, I've read in the past couple of years with the way that she's told the story.
It was pretty freaking good.
It was good.
It was so good.
Amanda, what's your read? I want to say your top read, but
no, this is my top read, like, by far. Knocked out of the park. Like, it's Archangel's Ascension by Nalini Singh. I cried hard, like ugly cried.
I mean, that in itself, like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I was sobbing. It's book 17 in the Guild Hunter series, which is her, it's the main characters are all angels, but you have some vampires and other supernatural beings. But this is Ilium and Eowyn's story. So it's MM. They've been best friends like this whole series. They were best friends growing up. And things had kind of started to change like over the books, and you kind of see them like come together or whatever. And like Eowyn's been through so much stuff. He was like kidnapped when he was younger because he has like sparkling wings, and he was abused, and they get him out, and he's very like retreated. And so he's just always like he feels, I don't know, he always talks about like feeling tainted, and it's been this struggle for him over these books, and they're like over millennia, like they're hundreds of years old, and these books span like hundreds of years, and like watching them just finally get their happily ever after. And Ilium has been like they both serve under Raphael, who's been like the main archangel of the entire series, but in this one Ilium actually becomes an archangel. So it's like him, he has to leave and go to his territory, and there's just like all this, like these big goodbyes, and like everyone from the series is there, and it's just like it was so emotional. Like I was very like worried about like how this was gonna like wrap up. It's not the last book. There's gonna be one more in the summer, but it is other, like that's gonna tie up the main relationship. But this was very much like almost like a series ender, and it was like everything I could have wanted. Like it was honestly, I just like I'm still getting like emotional just thinking about it. So yeah, that's it.
Excellent. And my top read of the year, she was actually also a new to me author this year. And that is Danielle Allen, plus size player. This was a trad release, and I went into it and I thought, oh bloody hell, this is not gonna be as spicy as I wanted. And when I went to read it, I was looking for spicy. Holy crap, these people are horny, and they bang a lot in this book. It was way spicier than I thought it was going to be. Excellent black romance, boss employee tension, some of the most phenomenal plus size rep. Phenomenal plus size rep. Plenty of spice. I don't always love the influencer model female main character, but Nina Ford, I was rooting for her. Like, I love her. I want her confidence. I want to be her. Also, those covers. Can we just for a
Oh,
minute
yeah.
talk about those covers of those books? Like, I love them so hard. I
Yeah,
love.
excited for the new one.
Yeah. Just if you haven't read Danielle Allen, we read
Curvy Girl Summer.
Curvy Girl Summer. It's in that series. I'm really excited for book three in this series. Like, I cannot wait. And the audiobook is done by Wesley Chabon. And when I tell you that she is the queen of audiobooks, if she reads it, I'm listening to it. There is something about how she tells a story that is chef's kiss every time. So that would be my top read of the year. I will let you each have one shout out, but because I had a
Oh.
shout out, Leah, I think you listened to this audiobook also. It was an audiobook novella, is not out as an ebook. It's only a novella.
Oh, the Lana Ferguson one?
Yeah, it was
Room for
Room for
Two.
Two by Lana
Yeah.
Ferguson, and I read this, and it was one of those that I was literally ragey when it ended. I'm like,
Oh, well.
wait. That's
So
it.
funny story. When I interviewed her, I was like, just so you know, we really would like more from these two.
Yeah, and what'd she say?
She was like, I've heard that.
The audiobook, it's
It's
phenomenal. Like,
so good. Like, it's one of those ones where it stops and you're like, oh my God, it's over.
what happened? I really thought that I only had a sample because I got it off NetGalley. So I only had it. And then I'm like going over and trying to figure out how long it's supposed to be.
But it makes sense though, because you feel their HEA at the same time. It's just like you're so invested in these two characters where you want more.
Do you remember the, like, when you read, it's that feeling of reading a novella. And when you're done, you're like, those people are together. They are happy. They are meant to be. But damn, I would have taken 500 more words about them. Even like 200 more words about, like, just something more. I just wanted more.
And
This is
but
when I would
that's
have
the
read an
thing.
epilogue.
That is when I say like that author like is damn good at writing a novella because
Yeah.
we got everything we needed and wanted, but want more.
Desperate. Does anyone else have a shout out, runner up, honorable mention, as Jenny likes to call them? Heather, who do you
Like the
got?
first one I
Oh, Jenny's
saw
got it.
that was honorable mention, like when I was scanning my Goodreads, was Problematic Summer by Allie Hazelwood. Like, I just really enjoyed the way she handled the age gap. And
I also had Deep End on my list for a minute. I was like, I mean, Allie Hazelwood gets tons of love anyway, but those two books, I feel like she's finally, where you know, she's, and then we got her Halloween book, and I was like,
her Halloween book is really good.
Oh, see, I like the Halloween book.
And that was just okay.
Wait, did I like that one? Now I can't remember.
It was basically like What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, I liked it. It wasn't my favorite of the series, but anyway. I did like it.
But Problematic Summer Romance was really well done.
Together.
I have a shout out.
Okay, go ahead with your shout out.
It's actually like a series, but it's Sins of the Father by Riley Hart. It's an like dark mafia, like cult, like they're kind of college.
I thought you said cult.
College. Not cult. mafia college, sort of, kind of. Very kinky. It's gritty and kind of messy, and it's awesome. I love it. And she said that she loves this world, so she's pumping out books.
Excellent. Amanda, do you have a shout out or a honorable mention?
I do. Revive Me by Nikki Castle. This was a standalone for her this year. It's a sports romance. It's Roman and Liliana. Roman gets injured in a title fight, MMA. And he has to learn how to walk again. Liliana is his therapist. It's extremely emotional. You have to watch him go through it. Like, he gives up, like he's done. And she is just like, she is like the person you want in your corner when like your world falls apart. And like watching them get together. And this was like something different for Nikki. And I just like, I was very moved by the story, and I liked it a lot. So.
Leah, did you have a shout out?
I mean, I have multiples, but I guess I'll pick it down. So Forbidden Heart by Ivy Lane. It was the final book in the Hearts of Sawyer's Bend series. It was Ford and Paige's book. Ford getting arrested and like the dad Prentice getting shot was the catalyst for like Griffin coming home. And like Ford's story has like, who killed Prentice has been the overarching storyline through this whole like thing. But it just, I really like the way that she wrapped up the series, like Ford and Paige, they have a connection that we find out about early in the book, but I'm not going to tell anybody because you need to read it. And the way, like the reason for Paige being there is she has ulterior motives, but she is in like an inherently good person as well. But then the series, like the epilogue, like wrap up, was really like, it just was really nice to see, because the book one starts and the epilogue wrap up is 5 years later, because they all have to live in the manor for 5 years, like because of the will. And it just, I love Ivy Lane's writing and the characters she creates, and she just, it, this storyline just worked really well. And Who Killed Prentice, I was not expecting.
Okay. Stacey would just like to do a throw out to Left of Forever by Tara DeWitt.
Yeah, that was on my list.
Yeah, and mine's here.
We're big fans. I think we've given her tons of love throughout this year for that book. But so now, and I don't know, did I make this decision unilaterally? I don't know. I listened in last night to Book Festivus, and everybody's talking, and then Amanda and Lee and I kind of chatted a little bit. And so the Buzzing About Romance book of the year for the whole podcast, All Superheroes Need PR by Elizabeth Stevens.
Yeah. So good.
That book was so good. Jenny mentioned it earlier in the top of the show about excited to see where she's going and what she has coming. I'm excited to see her. I saw like she's going to be in the next Bonkers series, Bonkers Romance series with Katie Robert and Jenny Novak. So I'm really curious to watch her creativity. Her stories are phenomenal, and I imagine nothing but good things from her, you know. And I like the way that she's blending genres a little bit too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, she's taking risks and chances that are working very well together.
So, and I do know it was announced, I think early this month or maybe the end of last month, that she has three more books coming out
in this world.
So we'll be getting those over the course of the next year and a half. For a list of books mentioned on this episode, check out the On the Shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. I want to just take a quick moment. There will be a Patreon post coming out tomorrow letting everyone know what's going on. First of all, I just want to thank everyone for supporting us through 2025. It's been a wild ride. And I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for discovering us and sticking around, because we know we're wild. We've said it for 5 years now. We are not everyone's cup of tea, but if we're your cup of tea, stick around, because we're a lot of fun. Thank you to...
We think we are.
We think we are. Thank you to all of my co-hosts for all the chaos over the last 12 months. Thank you for sticking around. Thank you for jumping in when I needed help, for coming up with ideas, and sticking around for the wild ride. I appreciate each and every one of you. I could not do this as a one-person show. Your support, you just don't know how much you five really mean to me and keep me grounded, keep me here. I think we have the best community in romance. So, and that's a lot of that has to do with the five of you and what you bring to the table each and every episode. So you'll get an email tomorrow telling you what's going on with us. We're going to take some time off. I need to clean my house and get some work done and catch up on life a little bit. So we're still going to release some author spotlights throughout the next 3 weeks. But we'll be back January 11th with all new shows, some new book recs, I promise, smiles and a good time. And you know, we'll be here. Just need a break for a minute. And we'll announce January Books Club in the coming week. I'll get January Book Club book up on, the website, and I also will get the Sip and Discuss episode. We are only going to do two books a month, and then the other Wednesdays, if we don't have anything to talk about, we might just drop an author interview. We might go back and bring a live author interview, kind of like our old happy hours. We might talk about a show, a romance series. You know, I heard there's this like hockey romance series on TV that
don't even get Jenny and I started
pretty popular, so we might talk about that. Bridgerton is coming back, so we have that to talk about. We've got Gilded Age. I just looked it up.
January 29th they're dropping four episodes
of Bridgerton,
and then February 26th is another four.
So we've got Gilded Age still to check up on that we watched over the summer. So we're just going to mix it up. It won't just be romance books. It was getting kind of hard to read a book a week specifically for the podcast. And some of us, mostly me, we're not always great at picking out some of these titles. We had some clunkers in 2025.
We had clunkers.
We did. So don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast app. You'll never miss an episode. We are looking forward to 2026 and a whole new year of romance and book recs and discussions and what kind of chaos can come in 2026. Again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for hanging out with us for this episode. Until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.